This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Myanmar President U Myint Aung Hlaing held bilateral talks in New Delhi today. The talks aimed to further strengthen the historical and civilizational ties between the two countries. The entire gamut of relations between Myanmar and India, including security and connectivity, came up for discussion during their talks. The Myanmar president arrived at Gaya in Bihar on Saturday on a five-day visit to India. He will travel to Mumbai tomorrow for business and industry interactions and site visits. The India-Oman Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, has come into force today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said the CEPA will deepen the economic and strategic ties between the two nations. In an article published in a national daily, Mr. Goyal said the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement immediately gives Indian exporters 100% duty-free market access in Oman to 98% of tariff lines covering 99.38% of exports. This marks a dramatic improvement over the pre-CEPA system that allowed only 15.3% of India's exports to enter Oman at zero duty. The second India-Australia Defence Ministers' Dialogue held in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Richard Marles co-chaired the dialogue. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said they reviewed the full range of bilateral defence cooperation and discussed ways and means to enhance it further. He added that the India-Australia Defence Partnership is poised to make steady progress in the years to come. In his initial remarks, Mr. Singh said the defence ties between India and Australia have strengthened significantly.
In the coming years, we work with a renewed momentum, effectively contributing to growth of bilateral defense relations. Excellency, today is the fifth anniversary of elevation of our relations to comprehensive strategic partnership. I appreciate the significant strides made in our bilateral relationship across a wide range of sectors, from political exchanges to defense partnership.
Mr. Marles said Australia and India have elevated their defence partnership and both sides are doing a lot of work in the maritime domain. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today launched the nationwide Khet Bachao Abhiyan campaign at Ramsiya village in Raisen district of Madhya Pradesh. The campaign will be operational for 1 month. It is aimed at protecting farmland and encourage scientific farming among farmers. Addressing farmers at the event, Mr. Chauhan said the Khet Bachao Abhiyan is meant for protecting soil and farmlands. He urged the farmers to restrict the use of chemical fertilizers. The West Bengal cabinet, headed by Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari, was expanded today with the induction of 35 new ministers, taking the strength of the Council of Ministers to 41. Governor R. N. Ravi administered the oath of office in secrecy to 35 BJP MLAs at a swearing-in ceremony held at Lok Bhavan in Kolkata. Gross goods and services tax, GST, collections rose 3.2% to over 1,94,000 crore rupees last month on improved supplies of goods and services and continued expansion of collection from imports. The gross GST collection in May last year was 1,88,000 crore rupees. Gross central GST collection from domestic transactions last month stood at 37,397 crore rupees. Tensions have flared up once again in West Asia after the United States carried out strikes on Iranian radar and drone control sites. The strikes targeted facilities in Goruk and Keshma Island. The military action was conducted in response to shooting down of an American MQ-1 Predator drone by Tehran, operating over international waters over the weekend. Meanwhile, Kuwait today said its air defenses were confronting hostile missile and drone attacks approaching the country. In the 22nd Asian Under-20 Athletics Championships, India delivered a historic campaign, finishing second in the standings with 19 medals comprising 10 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze in Hong Kong. The runner-up finish marked India's best ever performance at the Continental Track and Field Championships outside home soil. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian contingent of Asian Under-20 Athletics Championships on winning 19 medals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.